For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, we are off and running. 2 minutes of change after the hour. Beginning of the work week. Ah, who are we kidding? The work week never really ends. There's just so much sports on. So much. Between the hockey, let's do that hockey, baby. Between the NBA, between all the baseball, between the UFL, between WrestleMania. And I'm sure I missed a bunch of other things, soccer and everything in between. Just nonstop sports. Nonstop sports. Hope everybody had a great Easter. Obviously, sad news this morning around the world. Pope Francis passing away at the age of 88. I was raised in a Catholic family. I'm a very, 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 very non-practicing Catholic. I'd be less than genuine if I told you that that I knew a lot about the situation, that I what's the right way to say this? Of course, anytime somebody passes away and somebody that's as notable as the Pope, it kind of like jars you, right? But because I didn't have that spiritual connection, I guess, for lack of a better term, it didn't have the same exact impact on me that I'm sure it did some of you. That being said, never a good way to wake up on a Monday morning, the day after Easter, right? Which is a very important holiday for many religious reasons, and boom, that happens. So rest in peace. And, you know, I don't have that same spiritual connection that some of you have. If you do, I'm sorry for your loss, and we're thinking about you and all those affected. But, you know, that's me being as honest as I possibly can. But not a good way to start the week. Not a good way to start the week. And of course, it's mega, mega, mega news everywhere. And, you know, it's just never fun to talk about. It's just never fun to talk about. Even when somebody has lived a very enriching life. So rest in peace there. All right. So over the weekend, again, while many of you were stuffing your face with the NBA playoffs, your boy was watching largely. I dropped in and out of the NBA playoffs. I was watching a lot of the Stanley Cup playoffs, a lot of WrestleMania, and the entire, or pretty much the entire, I shouldn't say the entire, large chunks of the Colorado Rockies and the National Series, and then a bunch of other stuff. I watched a bunch of the DC Defenders yesterday as well. I can't watch one thing and only one thing. I just kind of bounce around. Sometimes I leave it on, sometimes I don't. So I'm all over the place. It's kind of hit and miss. Sometimes I see things like, for instance, the Nationals were up, I think, 9-2 on Saturday afternoon. I went click, and I started watching the NBA playoffs and the Stanley Cup playoffs because it was like 6 o'clock, and the Jets-Blues game came on, and I think the Knicks-Pistons game. And I was like, ah, it's 9-2. And then I forgot that it was Coors Field. And the next thing I know, I look at the box score, and the Nationals had hung on for dear life and won 12-11. And, you know, that's just the way that ballpark goes. No lead is safe, and I should have known that, and I did a terrible job flipping back. I did a terrible job. And then yesterday, after 12-11 Saturday, and with the weather just a little bit warmer yesterday in Denver, the Nationals split a doubleheader, don't get an extra base hit in all 18 innings. Imagine that. You play two games in a day. Granted, that's not easy sledding. 18 innings in the span of, what, 7 or 8 hours? And you get no extra base hits. None. Weird, right? And yet they won one of the games. And the other game, they had their chances last night. Now they come back home. They flew back overnight, take on the Orioles, who are struggling themselves, who got bombarded yesterday. I think it was 24-2 to the Reds. The Reds are still scoring runs. So that'll be tomorrow night, Battle of the Beltways, all that good stuff. And we'll see. We'll see where we go from there. But a couple of good things emerged and that I kind of wanted to sort of focus on to start out of the show. Listen, we're going to have Greg Wyshynski on from ESPN. He is, of course, a long, long, long time NHL media analyst, reporter, writer for ESPN. Used to be a regular on this station way back in the heyday of ESPN 980. I remember old Chuck Sapienza hired him to be our NHL insider, I think in 2013 or 2014 or whatever it was. So Greg Wyshynski is on because there's a lot of people not picking the Capitals. There are a lot of people not picking the Capitals. So we'll talk about all of that. We'll do the entire 2 o'clock hour on the Caps. And maybe more. Because you got a interesting situation at goaltender, and game one is tonight, 7 o'clock. I'll be there for the Eastern Conference quarterfinals between the Montreal Canadiens and the Washington Capitals. If you're going to the game, if you're excited about the game, obviously we'll be talking all about it starting in the 2 o'clock hour. This hour will be a little mishmash, if you will, because we have so much going on. We will get to some NBA playoffs. We will get to WrestleMania. John Cena on top of the world for a 17th time. I spent way too much of my weekend listening, having it on in the background, tweeting about it on my ulterior Twitter account with Matty Ice, at Roost and Rook. I was tweeting away, tagging everything, so that hopefully we could be seen, hopefully we could be found. I don't know if any of it worked, but, you know, it was a big weekend for us wrestling nerds. We had Byron Saxton on for 25 minutes on Friday from Vegas. Burke, Virginia native, great spot, great dude. He's a big Commanders fan, so we had a lot to talk about. So watched a lot of wrestling. Again, I'm not sitting there with a notebook or anything like that. I'm not sitting there with a compass and grading every move and all that. I'm not doing that. I'll let the nerds do that. I mean, I'm here for the big picture. I'm here for the big moments. And so, you know, again, my weekend was kind of split. I watched the Nationals a lot. I watched a lot of wrestling. I watched very little of the NBA playoffs, some, but not a lot. I watched a bunch of Stanley Cup playoffs, but not even as much as I wanted to. And now, starting tonight, we go into lockdown mode. It's Stanley Cup playoffs, and that's what I care most about. And then the NFL draft, of course, this weekend, and we will touch on that all throughout the 3 o'clock hour. And then we will have coverage throughout the week, and we'll have some interesting questions, and we'll have some guests. Tomorrow, Jay Paterno will join us. Not Joe Paterno. No, Jay Paterno, his son. A college football analyst, author, everything. We had him on during the college football playoff. He was great. Jay Paterno will join us on Abdul Carter, on the tight end coming out of Penn State, and the rest of the NFL draft. We'll have special draft coverage Thursday night. Linnell and Denton Day will be holding down the fort here on the Team 980 during round one of the NFL draft. And again, the Capitals, again, get underway tonight. They play Wednesday night, Friday night, Sunday night, so every other night. Let's go back to the Nats. So again, they take 2 out of 3 from Colorado. Colorado was awful coming in. They were largely awful during the series, if we're being honest. Colorado's not a good team. Their record tells us that, and your eyes tell you that, or should tell you that. Colorado made a ton of defensive mistakes this weekend. And the Nationals often capitalized. Often. Not all the time, but often capitalized. And capitalized enough where you felt, all right, pretty good about the weekend after losing 3 of 4 in Pittsburgh, after being shut down and stymied offensively, especially Thursday, but really much of the series. And you said, all right, we know it's a bandbox. They're a terrible defensive team. They do not help out their pitching staff at all. This is a series that, you know, arguably, if you're good, and nobody's saying that the Nationals are good, but if you're good, if this is the year that you truly turn it around, you probably sweep that series. They did not, but they did take 2 out of 3. So I suppose that's a positive after 2 lost series in Miami and in Pittsburgh. So you take 2 out of 3 and you feel a little bit better about yourself. 10-game road trip doesn't go exactly your way, but it wasn't an embarrassment. It wasn't a humiliation of any sort. And you still very much have your opportunities coming up here with, again, the Orioles coming into town scuffling a little bit at 9-12 after yesterday's debacle, and with the Mets coming in to town over the weekend. So you have a chance. Again, the Mets are good, but you have a chance. The Mets have been the Mets, from what I've seen, I mean, they've been pulling some magic rabbits out of their tuchuses. So not impossible. Not impossible. But the Nationals, again, did a pretty decent job over the weekend. Again, I would have loved for them to have gotten a big clutch base hit last night. They did not. They did not come up with it. And they lost 3-1 in the nightcap of the doubleheader. You got a pretty decent start out of Brad Lord. Not bad. Again, they just couldn't get the big base hit. And when you play 2 games at Coors Field, granted, in the same day, and you don't get any extra base hits, which I didn't even realize until Mark Zuckerman put up that number, it's hard to fathom. It's hard to fathom. It's hard to do that. Which shows you that they've still got a lot of growing to do. Now, the best thing that came out of this weekend, the best thing, was Dylan Cruz. Right? Because Dylan Cruz finally got going. Now, last night in the nightcap, again, he was only 1 of 4. But I loved what I saw. I guess it was in the 9th inning. I think it was in the 9th inning. Maybe it was the 8th. I can't remember. where Dylan Cruz went down almost to a complete knee and got one and drove it for a base hit, just a base hit. We'll get to the other stuff that he did during the series. It wasn't the ninth inning last night. And he just went down to like almost one complete knee because the pitch was sinking and he made tremendous contact with it, just hit it flush. And it was one of those swings and one of those approaches that you go, oh, okay, I see what everybody else sees. Because it's been a struggle for him offensively, right? Last year, when he came up, didn't exactly go great. This year so far, hasn't gone great. Well, Coors Field woke him up. Hit a couple of home runs on Saturday, both to the opposite field, right? Which is easier to do at Coors Field, but not easy to do when the weather is as cold as it was. Remember, they had a blizzard on Friday. Now, they didn't have a blizzard Saturday and Sunday, but it was still cold. It's still not easy, even in that bandbox. But Dylan Cruz was the best thing by far that came out of this weekend. And it's not, again, just because of the home run he hit. He also made a great defensive play. The Nationals themselves made a couple of really sparkling defensive plays yesterday. One by Jacob Young. One by Nassim Nunez in the deep shortstop hole where he kind of came out of nowhere. That was probably the second best thing that came out of the weekend, right? While the Rockies were busy kicking the can around and making mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake and allowing the Nationals to capitalize, which, good job by the Nationals. The Nationals' defense was not perfect, but pretty darn good overall. And that's how this team is going to win. They're not always going to bop and mash. And we saw that yesterday. They're going to have to win by running the bases smartly, which they don't always do. They're going to have to win by playing great defense, which they don't always do. But they are better equipped this year. They're going to have to win
by getting better out of the bullpen. The bullpen sucks. The bullpen sucks.
Yes. Wait, did I just say that the bullpen sucks? Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Now, yesterday, it wasn't that bad in the nightcap, and even in the first game. Poche gave them a scoreless inning with two strikeouts. Jackson Rutledge gave them two innings, did walk two, struck out three, only allowed one hit. Salazar did allow a run in one-third of an inning. All right. And Jorge Lopez, again, appealing, got the suspension reduced down to two, so I don't know when he starts serving that two-thirds scoreless. But their ERA is just for the guys that pitched in the nightcap last night, 15.88 for Poche, 3.86 now for Jackson Rutledge, which is great, especially compared for this bullpen, 8.31 for Salazar, and 9.72 for Lopez. I mean, their bullpen sucks. They're going to have to play great defense consistently. They're going to have to be great on the base paths, which they're aggressive, and they're not always good. They're not always sharp, and they're going to have to get more consistency out of the lineup because we saw it in this road trip, right? You know, again, you break out the big bats on Saturday after a day off because of the blizzard. James Wood goes opposite. Dylan Cruz goes opposite field twice. I think they hit four home runs total, and then they do diddly poo yesterday. So this is the sign, of course, of a young team that is still trying to find its way. At least they won one of the two yesterday. They got a great start from Jake Irvin. That was good. That was positive. Again, really good defense overall while the Rockies were busy making three errors. So at least they took two out of three. You would have liked them to get the sweep. At least they took two out of three. And again, you don't know if it's Coors Field yet, but Dylan Cruz is now alive. And it was not just the home runs. It was what he did in the ninth inning last night. Go back and watch that at bat if you get a chance. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. All right, so opening up with the Nats, we'll get to the NBA playoffs. We'll get to WrestleMania and a full Caps preview in the 2 o'clock hour and the NFL draft. So much to do. You can join us, 301-230-0980, after I go yell at Linnell Willingham for a couple of minutes during the commercial break. Oh, wait a second. He just walked in. I got to start yelling at him now. What are you doing here?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So, Washington, D.C. What do we want to talk about?
Well, unfortunately, Cody Rhodes, what everybody's talking about is you losing the championship last night in a Las Vegas screw job. So you can't see me, John Cena, as AMAC waves his hands in front of his face. Correct. Although, unfortunately, Travis Scott could see him. The world wound up seeing him. And for a 17th appearance at WrestleMania, John Cena wins a 17th championship. And probably his last.
It's a lot.
Surpassing the Nature Boy. Woo! Ric Flair, who was gracious enough to, you know, congratulate him and all that stuff. So we opened up the show with the Nationals. We're going to bounce around here in the first hour again. Full Caps preview, Greg Wyshynski, ESPN, joining us at 2:30. And lots going on in that regard. NFL draft in the 3 o'clock hour. So throughout the weekend, Of course, me being a wrestling nerd, and also co-hosting with Matty Ice, a wrestling podcast, which people should go check out, Rooster and the Rookie, wherever you get your podcasts, except for one notable missing platform, which got to work on. But anyway, I had to pay more attention to it than I normally do. Which is to say, I know I talk a lot of wrestling, or a lot more certainly than anyone else on the radio in the DMV area. That's just kind of my thing, right? That's one of the ways we make the show different, right? I don't want to do the same thing that Craig and Kevin do. I don't want that. I want the show to sound different. I want the show to sound different. So when you're doing a show and when you're doing a wrestling podcast and when you're tweeting left and right about it, you got to kind of be a little bit more locked in than normal. Normally, I would just have it on. I'd see the big moments. As soon as Michael Cole goes nuts, I start paying a little more attention to it. Otherwise, I'm doing bills. I'm, doing all sorts. I'm doing NFL draft prep, whatever. So last night and Saturday night, again, paying a little bit more attention to it, certainly than I normally would. And you walk away going, all right, a lot of us felt John Cena was going to win. That's not the shocker. The shocker was, what happened at the end? Really? No Rock? No OTC? No big name from the past? No shocking heel turn like we got at Elimination Chamber with John Cena? And maybe that's just the thing. They gave us Travis Scott, which, listen, they clearly love Travis Scott because of the audience that he reaches. I don't know the first hand thing about Travis Scott. I mean, the WrestleMania theme song was Travis Scott, so you knew he was going to be involved to some degree. Anybody that's like, oh my God, what does Travis Scott do? You knew he was going to. What didn't happen, though, was the disappointing part. It's not that Travis Scott interfered. It's not that John Cena won. It's that what else didn't happen that left everybody kind of going, really? Really? You sure about that? And somebody, I forget where, said Saturday night, the main event kind of saved the rest of the card. I disagree with that a little bit. But okay, last night, the card saved the main event. And the criticism is pretty strong for Triple H, for WWE, from a lot of people that just didn't like the show overall. We're expecting more. I was expecting more, too. First thing I thought of, first thing I said was, oh, okay, there's Travis Scott. I know this is going to pave the way for The Rock. And there was no Rock. There was no nothing. Now, last year at WrestleMania, at the Sunday night main event, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, that I was at Lincoln Financial Field with my guy, Alan Laporte, and who else was with us? The Birdman. We got The Undertaker, we got Cena, we got The Rock, we got all sorts of things interfering. Solo Sikoa, I think, was involved in that. Didn't get any of that last night. Nothing outside of Travis Scott, who, again, we knew was going to be involved somehow. Did not think that he was going to be the only involvement. Now, some might argue, hey, you know what? I mean, outside of that, it was a true wrestling match. There were a lot of near falls. There were a lot of, AAs and a lot of Cody neckbreaker things and all sorts of finishing moves. So maybe they were trying to angle for less than what they give you a year ago. The problem is they shouldn't have given you what they did last year if there was a match, if there was a year, and again, it's kind of impossible to know this maybe a year in advance, sometimes, a lot of times, like, it should have been last night. Because Cena at this point is not good enough to and he's never been the best wrestler, but not good enough to carry a true main event for 25 minutes, half an hour, whatever. So there should have been more chaos. There should have been more interference. There should have been more shenanigans last night than what we got in Philadelphia last year when you had Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes who could actually carry a match. That's just my spin on it. And especially, again, Travis Scott, like, yeah, we're no Rock. Again, no OTC, Roman Reigns. No, I don't know, Solo Sikoa. No burgeoning superstar that makes an impact that sets up the next couple of months in SummerSlam. Nothing. No CM Punk. He was Saturday night main event. No Paul Heyman. Saturday night screw job main event. The point being is they seem to let a lot breathe. They seem to kind of choose to not empty their tank. And Paul Levesque, Triple H, made mention of that last night after the presser or during the presser. Said, you know, sometimes you got to save stuff. You can't empty your guns ablazing on two nights just because it's WrestleMania. And I floated that near to the boss man, and he did not like that. I said, boss, it would be like if I came out with 15 topics today and I had nothing to talk about tomorrow. He goes, you got to go for it. You got to make it better than you made it. Okay, fine. Totally agree. I'm not saying they couldn't have done more, but I also understand the thought that they put on so many damn shows that you can't empty the tank every WrestleMania night. The problem is they treated this weekend's WrestleMania in some ways like, I don't know, Backlash or something else. Not special, despite all the pomp and circumstance. Maybe it was just the ridiculously long 7-week buildup. They were exhausted and out of ideas. I don't know. All right, time for a trending alert. If you want to hop in on the Nats, if you want to hop in on WrestleMania, you can. We'll get a couple of quick thoughts on the NBA playoffs next. And again, if you want to hop in, please feel free to do so. Full Caps preview hour in the 2 o'clock hour, game one of the Eastern Conference quarters tonight from Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. Let's go to a trending alert. All right, we'll start you off with baseball. As we mentioned, the Nationals and the Orioles getting set for a set tonight, tomorrow night, rather, after a day off tonight after the Nationals just completed a 10-game road trip, taking 2 out of 3 from Colorado over the weekend in Denver. Meanwhile, from the NBA, Cooper Flagg is leaving Duke and entering the NBA draft as expected. He is expected again to be the number one overall pick, a pick that the Wizards have a 14% chance tied with Utah and Charlotte with the best odds to get. They could finish as low as 6th. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Hawks have promoted Ansai Salah to their general manager position after firing Landry Fields earlier today after getting bombarded by the Miami Heat in a play-in game. That was a Friday overtime loss, I should say. That was the other game. Friday overtime loss to the Miami Heat and not ultimately making the playoffs. Fields had been on the job since October of 2020. Meanwhile, the Capitals getting set for the Montreal Canadiens. Puck drop 7 o'clock, 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app, Caps Radio. You can also watch it on the Monumental Sports Network, ESPN nationally as well. Montreal needing every one of their regular season games to squeeze in. They are, of course, the 8th seed, but they've been playing playoff hockey. It looks like Logan Thompson is going to start. We'll ask Greg Wyshynski about that decision coming up at 2:30. Other games tonight, St. Louis, Winnipeg also in the early window, but at 7:30, Winnipeg leads that series 1-0. Dallas trails Colorado 1-0. That game two is at 9:30, and at 10 o'clock Eastern, it is Edmonton and Los Angeles in game one of their quarterfinal series. Two games in the NBA, back to that. Knicks lead the Pistons 1-0, first game of the night up at 7:30, and the Clippers trail the Nuggets 1-0. Second game of the night and final game of the night in the NBA at 10 o'clock. And that's what's trending.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
That was The Rock threatening to slap the syphilis off of somebody's face in New Orleans. Now, unfortunately, we didn't get The Rock last night. I don't know if The Rock's going to be there tonight, but we didn't get The Rock last night. I mean, if you were going to force us to endure Travis Scott, can you give us The Rock? Something that makes a little more sense. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So we opened up with the Nets. Little WrestleMania. Let me give you a quick spin on the NBA playoffs. Great job by the Lakers. Great job by the Lakers. I mean, they're so tough. They're so physical. How about guarding somebody on the three-point line, huh? How about LeKing? So busy calling out Stephen A. Smith. 19 points on 18 shots. How about somebody playing defense? How about not getting blown out on your home floor? What a terrible name. How about that? I mean, come on. It was so bad that Bronny got in. I cracked a joke yesterday. I don't think Linnell found it funny because he's the president of the LeBronny James fan club. I said, maybe J.J. Redick's game two adjustment is going to be to start LeBronny James instead of putting him in, as Marv Albert would have said, extensive garbage time. Man, the Lakers were a mess on Saturday. Cost me a lot of money, too. All I needed was the Lakers to win on the money line. And I had a couple of other legs in my parlay that came true, including a Luka Doncic first basket score, Luka Doncic plus 30 points, and something else. And I would have, you know, won a decent chunk of change on a $1 bet. That didn't cost me anything, but, you know, still a little salty at that. So the Lakers, they Lakered. The Knicks went on like a 22-0 run in the fourth quarter to overturn a pretty sizable deficit and to beat the Detroit Pistons in game one on Saturday at Madison Square Garden. That was interesting. The rest of the games yesterday, Golden State winning in Houston, okay. Some people call that an upset because of the seeds. Not really an upset. I mean, it's Golden State. I know they're not as good as they used to be, but it's still Golden State. It's still Steph Curry. It's still Jimmy Butler. Draymond Green. Well, I shouldn't say still Jimmy Butler. It's Jimmy Butler. But Jimmy Butler, as we know, is a pretty good player in the playoffs. Pain in the ass elsewhere, pretty good in the playoffs. Cleveland bombed Miami. Not a surprise there. 121-100 after Miami had to win two games just to get there. Boston, how do you shoot? How do you score only 86 points? The Orlando Magic only scored 86 points in a playoff game. That's tough to do. And it's not like they were brutal from the floor. They shot 42%. They were 10 of 27 from three. 8 of 11 from the free throw line. That's weird how you get that few opportunities. But, you know, I say that few opportunities. It was only one less field goal attempt than the Celtics. Now, the Celtics hit 6 more three-pointers. They also took 10 more three-pointers. So that's ultimately the difference in the game. But 86 points in an NBA playoff game? This isn't like the Knicks and the Heat back in the mid-90s, crying out loud. Not a surprise that Boston took the 1-0 lead there. Same for Oklahoma City, who blew out Memphis 131-80. You lose a playoff game by 51 points. 51. Oklahoma City's really good. 51. Let that sink in. In the second and third quarters, they outscored them by a total of 37 points in the mid two quarters and by 12 in the first quarter. The fourth quarter, the game was over. They toyed with them and they still outscored them. 51 points. The NBA playoffs sucked yesterday. Just brutal. Not good. So if you want to hop in on any of that, Cooper Flagg confirming that he'll go to the NBA, which was, again, fully expected. The Wizards with a 14% chance. And listen, if they lose and they finish with the number two overall pick of the number three overall pick, they're still going to get a really, really, really good player. It's just they wouldn't get him. And then all this tanking talk would have been for naught, right? 147 on the Team 980. Your call is coming straight up. Stay with us. Team 980, the Odyssey app, a full Caps preview. Greg Wyshynski, ESPN, coming up at 2:30 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, let's get a couple of calls in here quick before the top of the hour so we can rock and roll and get our Caps preview underway. Let's go to Jonesy first up in the leadoff spot. What's up, Jonesy? How are you?
Whoa, I'm in the leadoff spot, Rooster.
There you go.
Oh,
it's wow. It's a new day. It's a miracle.
I'm somewhere around in the next hour, like 3 o'clock. But it's all good. I loved it. Listen, man, I'm with you. WrestleMania Saturday was great, but Sunday was underwhelming, man. I expected more like you. I needed to see somebody else come out because you called it. John Cena can't carry no match by himself as far as it goes. Tony can, but not John. As far as things go with that, they gotta come back with backlash. They gotta do a little better. They gotta make up for that. Like you said, they gotta let more out of the gun holster on the neck to go around. With that being said, I somewhat enjoyed it, but not as much as I enjoyed it last year because of all of the big circus that we had last year with everybody coming out on the, Cody right. Rhodes winning the match thing over Roman Reigns. Moving along here, Bronny, all I have to say is just laugh. That's all I can do because that's a clown show, man. I mean, you know, we just missing Ringling Brothers and Von McBailey Circus on that whole franchise in itself. So I'm going to stay away from that and wait. But other than that, me laughing there, I'm biting on my nails about the Caps because I'm trying to figure out what am I getting as far as the Caps go. And I'll leave you with the Wizards thing to chew on more because that they haven't done anything right within the last so many years. It's ridiculous. I can go all the way back to the second grade when they won a championship, man. It's terrible. But it is what it is, and I'm hoping for the best on that. Roll the dice. Hopefully we come up with, you know, 7-11, and we're good to go. But other than that, Rooster, talk to me.
I appreciate you, as always, Jonesy. Thank you. If they get Cooper Flagg, they're going to contend for a playoff spot next year. They're not that far away. They're not that far away. I know the record makes it seem like that. If they can get Cooper Flagg, they're going to compete for a playoff spot next year. Compete. I don't know if they get there. Compete. I mean, we know the last 2 years they haven't legitimately competed for a playoff spot. That's the difference. Compete is different than make. Make is different than be a playoff or be a true title contender. 301-230-0980. Let's go to, let's get my guy, the Birdman, in. He's a busy guy. So whenever he decides to grace us with his presence, we will make way. Bird, what did you hate more, the end of WrestleMania or Brandon Hyde and your Baltimore Orioles?
You know, I don't know. It was a difficult weekend for the Bird, you know?
Yeah. Except all that money that you won.
Yes. I've been on a heater there, Chris. I've been on a heater.
I'm aware. You send me your results.
You like that little $3 parlay I turned into $6.50, didn't you?
I mean, I never hit one of those. Never. Of course, I rarely bet $3, but, I mean, even if I did, I wouldn't hit one of those. Didn't you hit like a $1,200 or $1,300 bet like last week or something?
Yeah, that was last week. I took NHL shots on goal parlay.
Good Lord.
Yeah. And I don't know nothing about the NHL.
I was going to say, from a guy who knows nothing about the NHL, you sure do bet on the NHL a lot.
Well, the internet is wonderful with loads of stats and information.
That is
Chris.
True. That is true.
So that's all I will say.
That is true.
WrestleMania, to me, I was let down really the entire weekend. Outside of the Roman match, I could have done without it. And I think the problem is, it's now like a 2-day event.
Too much to fill.
And if they would have made it... Yeah, if they would have made it one day, mm-hmm. it probably wouldn't have left such a bad taste in my mouth. And you know, what do you expect Triple H to say at the news conference? You know, you got to hold some back. No, you don't. You know, he's not going to admit that he messed up. It is the biggest sports spectacular or sports entertainment. Let me correct that. Spectacular of the year. You pull out all the stops. So, I don't know what Hunter is going to say, but I think he know he probably laid a goose egg, or an Easter egg, I should say. I think that was, you know, the problem. Ticket prices are just ridiculous now.
Yeah.
So that's my issue with it.
I would just say this real quickly. I'm glad, I mean, honestly, like comparing the two, I'm glad you and I got to go to the better of the two WrestleManias, even though Vegas is awesome. And it looked great, right? The setup, the stage, all that stuff. It had a big, big event feel. But we definitely got the better WrestleMania last week and last year in Philadelphia, Bird.
Yes. And you got to spend the weekend with me.
Well,
that's a win.
That part sucked, but. All right, quickly on the Orioles. What are the Nats getting here? I know there are a couple of games under 500. They got bombed 24-2. What the hell's going on?
Well, Brandon Hyde needs to be fired.
Okay.
Between last year, but, and I say that in, you know, no, you know, I'm not joking at all. If you look at last year and how they finished the second half of the season to now, it's just a complete 180. I don't know exactly what happened, but I don't know if he lost the clubhouse. Mm. But starting pitching is horrible. We have these big highs and these big lows. And, it's the starting pitching. The Orioles gave up 22 runs yesterday. That is the Ravens gave up fewer than that in 9 of their 17 regular season games last year. That's brutal.
Yeah.
So I'll leave you with that.
All right. Thank you, Bird. Appreciate it. Orioles coming to town down the Beltway. We'll see what happens tomorrow. And I appreciate the Birdman, who is a very sophisticated gambler and then some, and can obviously bounce around. 158, Team 980. Time for a timeout here at the top of the hour. More of your calls coming up. Greg Wyshynski, ESPN, on the Caps and the Canadians and more at 2:30. Stay with us.